Fergus, donations continue to pour in as residents across Centre Wellington and Guelph remember the legacy of an outdoors-loving Fergus man who died last week. A GoFundMe has been set up to help the family of Braden Carberry, a 49-year-old Fergus man who died after he was struck by a Guelph Transit bus on Wyndham Street in Guelph on Jan. 9. In his obituary, the family describes Carberry as an honest, kind, thoughtful and hardworking man whether he was at work, home, or in the boat with a fishing rod in hand. Calling him a cherished and respected member of the City of Guelph Bylaw and Security Department for 13 years where he was a supervisor, the fundraiser said Carberry also worked for the City of Toronto for 18 years and was a member of the King City Fire Department for 6 years in the past. A husband and father of three sons, the family said they'll remember Carberry spending countless hours outside of work in the wilderness where his passion for the outdoors always shone through, whether he was guiding or teaching. While we mourn his loss, we will remember and celebrate all the best Braden represented in life, said the family in the obituary. He will be deeply missed by the countless lives he touched and all who had the privilege of knowing him. In a Facebook post, Randy Charlton, Vice President of the Municipal Law Enforcement Offices Association of Ontario, remembered Carberry's integrity and dedication to his job, saying he was a valued member who contributed significantly to the community's safety, quality of life and well-being. Braden's legacy of service and dedication will live on and we will honor his memory in all that we do, said Charlton. While we mourn his loss, we should be mindful of all the best Braden represented in life. The family is asking for any donations in Carberry's name to be directed towards the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters and Ducks Unlimited Canada, an organization dedicated to outdoor wetland conservation and other natural spaces Carberry cherished. To date, $5,480 has been raised. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.